any time of the year, it's important to keep dogs under control and have a monitoring system on them. But with sheep lambing now and heavy and lambing and all that, they're particularly vulnerable. IFA has called on the government to reintroduce this campaign because there has been some serious attacks around the country, in different parts of the country, Dublin, Wicklow and down south and roundabout. So it's time, you know, there has to be some control on it because, and people have to take more responsibility for the dogs. And if they're out walking with them or that, or keep them on leads or whatever, and make sure where your dog is at all times. That's basically the bottom line, because they can do horrendous damage to if they get into a group. And you think the pet is, oh, my pet won't do anything like that, you'd hear people saying and everything, but they're very vicious when they get into a group and into a pack and get going, and they can do serious damage to sheep and that, you know.
One dog attacking a flock of sheep is bad enough, but when there is a number of dogs in a pack, that's where horrific damage can be inflicted on the poor defenceless animals.
It's horrendous what you'll see there. I've seen that on different occasions where I've visited farms down through the years, and it's horrific. And it's horrific also on the farmer to go out and get his livestock in such a state, like, you know, for any farmer to go out and see the likes of that, or anybody to go out and see animals mauled and cut and chewed up the way they are, you know, it's desperate.
The onus very much is on dog owners now, if they're walking dogs, to make sure they have them under control, but equally so to know of the whereabouts of their dogs, particularly at night time.
Exactly where they are at night time and where they are at all times during the day indeed as well. And I actually called at the committee meeting as well, the last one we had, for more traceability and more that you could trace the dogs back to the ownership. So it would have to be something done like PPS numbers or something like that, trace it back to a PPS number. And that if the dog is caught or that you can trace it back to the person that owns it, because a lot of people say, oh, that's not my dog and all this, and the total denial then, and you have a serious problem and huge cost to the farmer, along with the stress to the sheep and the stress to the farmer and everything. It's a horrendous situation, as I said.
And finally, Kevin, how effective do you think it would be for the government to reintroduce that TV advertising campaign from the 1980s, an animated campaign, but effective nonetheless?
It was hugely effective in the past, and I'm sure it'll be hugely effective again. Just to highlight the awareness of what can happen to sheep if dogs does get together. You know, most people does have good control on their dogs and they abide by the law and that and keep them under good control. But it is these people that we want to get through to that the serious damage can be caused. And I think if that campaign was run, it would be a good idea and would be very helpful.